Listener Production.
Hi, I'm Damien Carbon with your news briefing. Coming up, the opposition wants an inquiry into WA's rat race, and round 15 in the AFL kicks off tonight at the MCG. But first, we'll get the findings today from a parliamentary inquiry into the sexual harassment of women in the fly-in, fly-out mining industry. The committee set to table its report from 10 a.m. It started to hear evidence in July last year from survivors and leaders in the sector. A sex offender register and strict four drinks a day rules have already been adopted across the mining industry. A call to arms by the federal government to get more jabs in arms, with a major advertising campaign to promote flu vaccines. The ad's set to hit TV screens and radios across the country from today to ensure we're up to date with our COVID and flu vaccinations. Royal Australian College of General Practitioners Vice President Dr. Bruce Willett says we can't underestimate the flu.
People do die of influenza. People end up in ICU, and there's people in ICU all around the country at the moment with influenza. I sometimes think that there's a problem that we use the word flu to mean a bad cold, and that obviously influenza is something quite different. It's a more severe disease.
The rollout of rats across WA and the cost of nearly $600 million for the tests could be investigated. The state opposition is pushing for a probe after evidence from the Auditor General at a parliamentary hearing this week. Shadow Regional Health Minister Martin Aldridge comes out of seven-day isolation today. He says his rat tests never showed a positive result for COVID.
We have tried our darndest to get a positive result from one of my family members from particularly the saliva-based rapid antigen tests. We've gone through probably 15 to 20 of them, and we've been unable to return a positive result, but knowing that all members of my family have been positive during that period.
Journalist Lisa Wilkinson may be hit with a restraint on commentary around the Brittany Higgins case. The prosecution is today also considering an application against Network 10's The Project and Ms. Higgins. The trial was already delayed following a Logie speech made by Wilkinson. A powerful earthquake has killed at least 1,000 people in Afghanistan, with that number expected to grow. Around 1,500 are believed to have been injured in the 6.1 magnitude quake. Loretta Goded from United Nations Disaster Risk Office said providing relief will be difficult.
What we're going to be seeing is a lack of access. The roads are poor. Having a humanitarian operation put in place is going to be immediately challenged.
In sport, West Aussie young gun Luke Jackson gets the chance to step up in the absence of Max Gawn when the Melbourne Demons host Brisbane in tonight's top two showdown at the MCG. Jackson's still weighing up his future amid strong interest from both the Fremantle Dockers and West Coast. AFL great Wayne Carey says his value will be on full display tonight.
We're going to find out, you know, whether Jackson is a legitimate number one ruckman and whether he can do what Max does, and that's play in the ruck, still push forward. Let's find out whether this guy's worth what everyone's saying he's worth.
A former Fremantle Docker great says Trevor Nisbet's CEO role at the Eagles will become available at some stage in the near future, and Peter Bell would be the perfect replacement. Paul Hazelby's told Today's West Bell has been instrumental in creating an elite environment at the Dockers. Freo take on Carlton on Saturday at Marvel Stadium, while the Eagles host the Bombers tomorrow night at Optus Stadium. And Australian swimmer Shauna Jack has withdrawn from the World Champs in Budapest after suffering a broken hand ahead of the 100-metre freestyle heat.
Listener.